Ikebara TV. Good morning. How you doing, everybody? I'm Dan Nevereth on KB Radio 15, and you know something. One thing about Super Shannon Boy, you tell him something, and he does it. Like you come in and you say, "Play my theme again." He play it again. Actually, he's a little cuckoo, a little wacko. Pardon me. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm cuckoo.
Yes.
Oh,
he turned you off too.
I know. He does that. A lot of people do that.
Henry,
I do the same thing to other people.
Henry Brock, I don't understand. Why? Why must I have this happen to me? Why must I get up in the morning and find ice on my windshield?
That's because of the place where you live.
There was ice on my windshield this morning, Henry. I put away my scraper. I mean, I put my little
don't
piece of
don't put your scraper away at all this year. Don't take your snow tires off.
Really? This is amazing. It's 5 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to be, what's it going to be today, Henry? What did
pretty
they say?
Pretty good. Sunny but cool.
Sunny but cool.
Clouding up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler.
Did
and then tomorrow,
any...
get out your swim trunks again.
Oh, it's going to get warm tomorrow?
No.
No?
It's going to rain.
Oh, unbelievable. Henry, did anybody else call about having their windshield frozen this morning? I couldn't
no,
believe
nobody.
It.
Nobody.
There was. My whole window frozen, and I was almost late for work.
Because of the window?
It's super, just fell on the floor. It's 6 minutes. That's right.
He's never late.
No, I'm never late. No. I mean, you know, just... It's 6 minutes. Just play a lot of long records if you're doing this for a while. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on KB Radio 50. Hey, what's your day like today? Busy? Did you take time for a good breakfast? How about lunch? Can I have just a quick sandwich? Oh, I've got a better idea for you. It's called Breakfast Squares. Breakfast Squares, a complete light meal and two frosted bars that provide 25% of the U.S. recommended daily allowance now set by the U.S. government for protein, 10 vitamins, and 5 minerals. Incidentally, Breakfast Squares will give you a free booklet on nutrition. Start eating important facts about good nutrition. All you have to do is write to this station, and this station, of course, is... Oh, yeah, WKBW. They're in handy foil pouches. No preparation, no mixing, no waiting. Just open the pouch and eat. Now, if you sometimes go out to the Club 747, you might find Super Shannon in the midst of the bus stop boogaloo, ripping open a pouch, no preparation, no mixing, no waiting, but he's getting his nutrition. So, if you want to try these two great-tasting frosted bars, they're really something. Breakfast Squares, they make an ideal, wholesome, after-school treat for the kids, too. Or a nice little something with coffee in the evening. Five flavors, chocolate, cinnamon, butter pecan, chocolate malt, vanilla, or variety pack. So if you like a nice little something with coffee in the evening, then get yourself some Breakfast Squares. Look for them where you shop. Breakfast Squares, smart eating in a really busy world. I'm Dan Nevereth. This is KB Radio 15. Good morning.
Good morning.
WKBW 609. Typical Dan Nevereth weekend. Over the weekend, I tried out for the Buffalo Breskies. As you know, if you were paying attention, last week I tried out for the Buffalo Bills, and right there in front of all those people at the stadium, Coach Saban walked up and handed me a pink slip. And he slapped me in the back and he said, "Sorry, kid." That's the only thing that made me feel good. He said, "Kid." And that made me feel a little better. But, you know, the humiliation of being rejected. And you know, everybody else, it's done quietly. They tape an airline ticket inside your locker. You know, and you open it up expecting to find Raquel Welch in 1000 B.C. or something like that, and there's your airline ticket. That's kind of like a hint. And there's usually a little map showing you how to get to the airport. That tells you that you didn't make it. But I tried out for the Breskies over the weekend, and it's really terrible. I mean, you know how much of a male chauvinist I am. It's really terrible to know that there are 14 girls out in a baseball field, all who run faster, throw better, and catch a lot better, and hit a lot better than you do. And as a matter of fact, I couldn't get to first base with any of those girls. It was really something. I didn't make the team, but they said I could be the PA announcer. Well, I guess that's another, you know, step toward professional sports. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Dan Nevereth. And, of course, we had two bike-a-thons over the weekend, both really exciting. Bike-a-thon number one along the riverfront. I thought I knew. I really thought I knew where the Erie Basin Marina was. until I ended up at the Coast Guard station, which is off across the water, and I could see all these people over there, and I knew they were waiting for me to start the thing, and I'm on the other side wondering how I'm going to get over without, you know, swimming. So that took a while. And then yesterday, following Hank Nevin's advice and direction, I tried to get to Star Point Central High School and found that there's a bridge across the canal that is closed down that Hank never told me about, and that was a little detour. So it was an exciting weekend. And then this morning I woke up and my windshield was frozen.